Listen to Extra Sports 1300 on Amazon Alexa. Just say, Alexa, enable the Extra Sports 1300 skill.
It's about time.
Then say, Alexa, play Extra Sports 1300.
Get ready for the best sports talk in Colorado.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. Bizarre stuff going on over the weekend because of the government shutdown. Air Force canceled all of its sporting events over the weekend, including a women's basketball game that was in Fresno, a men's basketball game that was here against Fresno, and a hockey game that was due to be played against Sacred Heart. And now with the shutdown coming out, looks like everything's going to be back to normal as far as everything from here on out. But what to do with those games? Hopefully our next guest has the answers for us. He's the Air Force beat writer for the Gazette. Brent Brigham joins us now. Brent, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So first things first, why did Navy and Army continue playing their sporting events when Air Force did not this weekend?
It's all about funding. You know, Army and Navy are pretty well self-funded through their own athletic corporations, which Air Force also has. They're all structured the same way as of, you know, just a few years ago. The difference is that Army and Navy have more money. I mean, a lot of that, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, first of all, they're much more established in terms of age, and they have that football game that pays them. I know it's more than $5 million each, which, you know, that dwarfs anything Air Force brings in for money football-wise. So when you have that kind of money, you can take care of your own bills, whereas Air Force is still partially funded from themselves, partially with the government. And with the government money shut off, Air Force had to shut things down. So that's the main difference. And really, I mean, if you want to really simplify it, it comes down to Army and Navy have a football game that's nationally televised and seen by millions of people, and Air Force doesn't have that.
But what is the, I guess, forgive my ignorance, but I feel like, okay, so Sacred Heart's already here. Fresno's already here. The women are already at Fresno. So it was there no ability to kind of at least try to pick and choose some of the events? Explain to me, if you could, why, even though the teams were right there, it's not like there was, like, Fresno and Sacred Heart weren't in town, so why couldn't they play and just maybe not allow fans in, or was there no other alternative to just canceling them?
That's not an answer I've been really given. It's a question I've asked, and nobody's really answered it. And obviously, there's a lot that goes into putting on a sporting event. Mm-hmm. It's not just the fans. You know, you have the trainers, and a lot of these people are non-exempt employees, which means they, you know, basically when they're not essential. So when the government shuts down, they don't work. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't have trainers to keep people safe, if you don't have, you know, just all the statisticians and everything else that goes to put on an event, not to mention the parking people, the ushers, the security folks. There's just so many people. And like you said, I mean, could they have explored playing without fans? I don't know. You know, I don't know why they didn't and why they just put a blanket over things, because, you know, you would hope with a basketball game especially, you're going to generate some revenue. And so if you go ahead and hold the event, should self-pay, but, you know, you also have thousands of dollars to pay the refs. You know, there's a lot of bills that come with each game, and a lot of those are paid with government money. And so that's a short answer, but why they couldn't, and especially the teams that traveled, you know, why they couldn't get together with Fresno and share a trainer for the women, or, you know, something like that, is baffling. You know, why they felt they needed to get everybody back as soon as possible without spending any more money, which is kind of the government directive when these things happen. You know, I don't know why they couldn't make exceptions and dip into that money a little bit that they do have. It was a very surprising turn of events with all of that.
So, Brent, you did a good job explaining why Army and Navy had more money because of the Army-Navy football game. But this isn't the first time this has happened. This has happened before. Do you think that the Air Force Corporation or whatever it's called is going to maybe put together a fund or ask for donations so you have a fund where you could maybe survive a few days if something like this happens again down the road?
I mean, you'd certainly hope so, and I'm surprised it hadn't happened before. And you know, they came right to the edge of the cliff with a shutdown in November, and certainly in December, they kind of kept getting pushed back. And so, you know, it could have been one of those situations where there was just the hope that it was not going to happen. and then actually this time, the boy who cried wolf, the wolf was actually there. You know, it happened so quickly with everything. They were working those contingencies. Why none of those were able to come through this time, I don't know. But yes, you would certainly think a plan would be in place, because this, from an optics standpoint, which the military is so concerned with, this looks terrible for Air Force compared to the other service academies. You know, when now the coaches can tell recruits, you know, hey, we're the right boys, and Air Force is not. You know, Air Force is the younger brother that still needs mom and dad's money. We can take care of ourselves. That's a pretty powerful thing to be able to tell a recruit. And obviously, this is not a common situation, but it's just one more thing you can talk to a recruit about.
Visiting with Brent Brigham in the Gazette, talking about this whole government shutdown thing with the Air Force Athletics over the weekend. Do you know what Sacred Heart and Fresno did, or maybe the better question is what Chris Gobrek's team did? Did they just find the next flight out and say, okay, we're out of here, or did they hang out, or what happened with the teams that all of a sudden didn't have games?
One of the many, many questions I'm going to get answered once they make these coaches officially available.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've obviously been able to work some channels and get some information, but from an official standpoint, there's no sports information department working right now. Mm-hmm. There's not even an athletic director working right now. So, obviously, information has been a little bit difficult to come by just because they had to close ranks with all this stuff. So, we're going to get a lot of answers over the next few days.
I guess kind of what struck me is how mum, obviously most notably the Mountain West, but also Atlantic Hockey, how mum they've been. I know you wrote and they said that they're in constant communication with Air Force and they would figure something out once everything kind of got settled. Have you heard anything or any, you know, possibilities? Because I'm thinking, okay, Fresno, it's not terrible, terribly hard to make up, but you're still making up a game and somebody's having to travel and stuff. But like Atlantic Hockey, you have a cross-country trip for Sacred Heart to make it up. So from the Mountain West or from Atlantic Hockey, have you been able to glean anything else as far as how those games that were canceled would be handled, rescheduled, forfeited, anything like that?
I don't think those decisions have even been made yet, just because this was also, you know, I mean, for all they knew, Air Force was going to be out of commission for a month.
Right.
You know, I mean, it looks like, I don't know if it's officially been signed yet, but it looks like they're going to be out of the woods as of today. And so, but they couldn't make any official announcements in terms of makeups when there could have been six of them, you know, so then obviously, but with just the one, I would think they're going to find a way. And I know that someone has floated already a tentative date for the hockey game. So, but I haven't looked at that to see if maybe it's just that Air Force is making a return trip out there and they'll make it up then, or if there was another chance for Sacred Heart to come out. I don't know the details of that yet, but I did hear that a date was floated. And in terms of the basketball, you know, it's going to be tricky to have to ask somebody to come back out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, who knows? I don't know if they'd be able to, you know, marry that with the trip they have to Colorado State. You know, I haven't examined the schedule for all that yet, but obviously they're going to make an attempt to get this game made up. But you already had a team fly out here, spend a couple nights in a hotel. You know, you're talking about a lot of money that was already invested into this. And so to have them, you know, turn around and do it again, I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those where Air Force has to travel back to Fresno State. You know, there's so many balls in the air right now. And it's we'll just kind of have to see where they fall now. And again, nobody's even back to work yet. Jim Knowlton can't technically work yet. So, you know, when you don't have an athletic director, he's even on the clock. You know, there's a lot of questions that are going to remain unanswered for the time being.
I thought it was difficult for you to find out who has officially committed to go to the Air Force to play football, and now you got this dropped on your lap. Great work over the weekend, Brent, and we'll continue to read you in the Gazette and online at gazette.com, and of course follow you up to the minute on Twitter at Brent Brigham. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, I appreciate it.
You bet. There's Brent Brigeman, Air Force beat writer for the Gazette, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. And here's the thing. We spent an entire segment with Brent talking about government shutdown and how that affects things. Air Force basketball had won back-to-back road games and beaten CSU for the first time in eons. And then this happens, and it just, what a goofy
slow some week. Momentum, that's for sure.